Well, you know what? I think I sure like to hear from Greg Dawson. He's got an awesome testimony. He shared a piece of it, about a year and a half ago, right? Now, a year and a half ago. But Greg's got a real blessing for some of you out there. I think, you know, there's probably some of you out there in the same kind of shape that Greg was in. And I tell you what, the Lord met his need and the Lord did miracles for him. And he's going to do it for you, too. Praise God. Come on, Greg.
Well, God bless you. My name is Greg Dawson. Me and my wife really love this ministry, and it's really a blessing to come here and meet all the brethren. And the Lord healed me about three and a half years ago from high blood pressure. Me and my wife, we met about 30 years ago. We were in a group called the Children of God, and we were serving the Lord. And we had a really bad doctrine there that you were once saved, always saved, and it brought me a lot of sorrow later on in my life. And about 20 years ago, I backslid some and I started drinking, and I became like an alcoholic. As embarrassed as I am to say it, but it's really true. And I was drinking heavily, and the Lord was very unhappy with me, and He wanted to chasten me, and so He gave me high blood pressure. He let the curse causeless shall not come, and the Lord wanted to deal with me and chase me and straighten me up. So about 13 years ago, I got a really bad cough, and it wouldn't go away for 6 months. And I went to the hospital, and they told me that I had high blood pressure. I'd never even heard what high blood pressure was, and I really didn't know much about it. And so I left the hospital thinking about it and everything, and I was still drinking a little bit, and then I had to make a couple trips to the emergency room, and I had high blood pressure, and I had to quit drinking. And so the Lord really used it to deal with me, and I knew God was unhappy with me. And the first year I had high blood pressure, I had it so bad that I made several trips to the hospital and ambulances and made the emergency room two or three times, and I lost about 40 pounds, and I was really in bad shape, but, I'd quit drinking, but they just couldn't control my blood pressure yet. In fact, I talked to the head doctor of internal medicine at John C. Lee Hospital there in Galveston, and he told me they didn't even know what really caused high blood pressure. That if he really knew what caused high blood pressure, that year he'd win the Pulitzer Prize in medicine. So I knew it was a disease that got really, sent to me as a judgment for my drinking. And so I was on medicine, and the first year I had the high blood pressure. I tried everything to overcome it. I was taking a lot of pills, a lot of medicine, and I started reading my Bible again and really repenting and started coming to the Lord. And God was really working on me. And then I was taking Tenormin. I was taking 50 milligrams of Tenormin. I was taking 50 milligrams of Cozar, and they started me on Xanax because my heart was beating like 145 beats a minute, and they had to slow down my heart, and I was just dwindling away. And I knew then that I had to change my life, and my wife at that time was really started digging into the Scripture, and she started coming up to me and saying, "Greg, maybe we were wrong about never being able to lose your salvation. I mean, look at all these verses. I mean, look at the parable of the sower and the story of the brides and everything." And so I just wouldn't receive it at the time. I told my wife not to put me under the law, and I was once saved, always saved, and I was going to heaven. But I knew the Lord was very unhappy with me. And so then I started attending the Prophecy Club, and I saw guys like Dimitri Dudeman and Henry Groover and Ken Peters, and the Lord's really starting to work in my life. And I really loved the Prophecy Club. They had some really good speakers and everything. And one day I was, I saw some speakers I really didn't care for a lot, but they had some anointed speakers also. And one day I got a mail out from the Prophecy Club, and I saw a little bitty thing, and it said David Eales going to speak in Dallas, Texas, and he was going to talk on the people that are going to receive the mark of the beast are already receiving the mark of the beast now in the spirit. And my eyes fell on that, and I said, "This is the guy God wants me to see." And that was about 4 years ago. And so I called up and made sure that, you know, he's going to be in Dallas and everything. And I got up that morning, I was going to go to Dallas, and I got about 103-degree fever, and I couldn't even go to the meeting. I had to turn around and come back. So I called the Prophecy Club and asked them if they're going to be making tapes of it. And they told me, yeah, they'd be making tapes of it. And so I sent them the $40. And so I was just waiting. And one night I couldn't sleep. And I'm really nervous. I'm sorry. You know, one night I couldn't sleep. I went and sat on my couch. And you know, I was sitting there saying, well, Lord must want me to read the Bible. Then I heard an audible voice. And it said, your tape's at the post office. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going, my tape's from the post office, huh? So I got in my car and got dressed and went down to the post office, and there was my tapes. My wife woke up and she saw I was gone, so she called me on my cell phone and said, where are you at? And I said, well, the Lord told me my tapes were at the post office. And she said, okay. So I came home with the tapes, and I put these tapes on, and it was a Fall of America, the Rise of the Saints. And I put these tapes on, and boy, the Lord really started speaking to me. These tapes really just changed my life. I mean, I was just listening to it and over again, and God's Spirit just fell on me. And to be honest with you, I felt like I was going to hell, because for the first time in my whole spiritual life, I realized I could lose my salvation. And the fear of God really came over me. And my wife got up, and she started watching the tapes. And we watched these tapes for almost 2 or 3 weeks, just solid, just from morning till night. And the Lord was just really speaking to us. And we felt like for the first time in our whole life that He was really opening up the Scriptures to us. It was just amazing. It was just one of the most amazing experiences. It was the most amazing experience of my whole life. And so then we just got in the tapes, and then we started, we found the website on the computer, and every day, we literally spend sometimes 15 to 18 hours a day, 4 and 5 days a week, just every spare moment we could, just studying all these tapes. And the Lord was just growing us up in the Word, and it was just an exciting experience. I was grabbing all my kids. I'm a father. I have 11 children. I was grabbing all my kids and trying to show them these tapes, and it was really a heavy experience. And David spoke a lot about healing. You know, and the revelation that Jesus died on the cross and His body was broken for our body, and we were already healed, and He already paid the price for us. And I knew the Lord really wanted me to get healed, and I had very high blood pressure at that time. The doctor had, even a month before I even went for the healing, I went and saw my doctor, and he even doubled my medicine. I was taking now 100 milligrams of Cozar, 100 milligrams of Tenormin, and I've been taking Xanax, a milligram and a half, now for 12 years. It had been 12 years since I was on those medicine. And I knew that God wanted to heal me, that He'd already healed me, and He wanted me to make a life and death stand. Because without these pills, I knew I'd die. I mean, my high blood pressure was so high that if I was 1 or 2 hours late on taking my medicine, my body would start going numb. I would start shaking uncontrollably. And so it was a very serious condition with me. And I thought, well, I'll just wait and go for healing during the tribulation. Yeah, I'll just wait till the tribulation, then God will heal me. But the Lord told me, no, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I didn't want to have an evil heart of unbelief. And I knew, you know, the Lord told me through David in the ministry, if I wasn't willing to take myself out in the wilderness now, how would I be able to tell others that Jesus healed, and if I wasn't living it myself? And so me and my wife just stayed in the Word day and night and really started studying the Scriptures about healing and studying the website. And so I thought, well, I'm going for healing. And so I didn't take my pills for a whole day, and I was okay. I was just staying in the Word, and I went on the second day, and I was feeling jumpy, and I wasn't feeling really good, but I knew that God was going to heal me. And I was claiming that He'd already healed me. And then the third day, I was walking into Walmart, and my whole body went numb. And I just panicked. And so I took my pills again. And as soon as I took the pills, the Lord told me that He didn't fail me, that He was testing my faith, that I flunked the test of faith that He was giving me. So I went home and shared with my wife, and she knew I'd taken my pills, and I told her, I said, well, Carol, I flunked that test, but I'm going to do it again. I said, I know that God didn't fail me, and His Word's true, and I'm going to take that stand again. So I got back to the Word again, and just for about a month, month and a half, and I told my wife, well, Carol, the Lord wants me to do it now. And so I didn't take any pills, and I was going on the first day, and, you know, I had some trials of my faith there. And the second day, you know, my hair was starting to crawl, and my eyes were starting to dilate a little bit, but I was still claiming I'm healed. And we walked by faith, not by sight. And then the third day, I was walking in the Walmart, and I stood in the same exact place. I couldn't believe it, the same exact place, and my whole body went numb again. I went, I'm not going for it this time, devil. I'm going to make this stand. And I'm not going to take them pills. I'm healed by faith. And I said, if the Lord wanted to kill me, He could have killed me a long time ago. He ain't going to kill me now. And so I walked out of the Walmart, and I said, well, I walk by faith, not by sight. Lord, I know I'm healed. And so I went and drove, and I stopped at this little convenience store, and I just pulled my car in there. It was kind of all dark, and I started praying, just thanking God. I said, Lord, heal me, Lord. I was just literally almost in tears because my body was still numb, and I was literally totally just walking by faith because I was probably really dying. And I was bowing my head, thanking the Lord that He healed me, and asking Him to forgive me for all my sins and everything. And I asked Him, Lord, heal me. Heal me for a testimony to my family, Lord, all my 11 children. And to heal me, it's a testimony to everybody that I'm taking this message to. Because I was taking the message to a lot of my friends that have been Christians many years. And, you know, I really knew God wanted to use me to do a miracle. And He wanted to really test my faith. And I lowered my head and I said, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And all of a sudden I saw a black thing. It shot a black mist. I know it's hard to believe. And it just shot off the back of my head. And I thought, wow, I'm not going to tell that to anybody. Nobody's going to believe that one. And I went home and I told my wife, and you know, the whole story about the black mist shooting off my head, and she looked at me kind of weird, like, you always knew you had some problems. we're thanking the Lord and everything. And the next day, I know it sounds really hard for a lot of people to see, but I was on my hands and knees in my house, and I was thanking the Lord for healing me and a real miracle and everything. And I stood up, my wife looked at me, and my eyes got real big, and she said, what happened? I said, well, Carol, I said, the Lord told me, go and sin no more, lest the worst fate befall you. And the Lord told me that if I went out in disobedience again or and did anything like that again, I'd get it seven times worse. And I knew that was, you know, God wasn't playing games with me, that He was putting me on a short leash, and I thanked Him for it. And that was about 3 years ago, and I haven't taken any medicine. And I know that's just a real miracle of God, because I'd taken Xanax for 12 years and Cozaar and Tenormin, and it was a testimony to my whole family, and the Lord's healed me. And I tell you, if you take the Word and stand on it, and you really make a stand to God, He won't let you down. He won't do it. If you stand on His Word and claim it, even though you look like you're losing, and if you really make the stand with your whole heart, God's Word is true. You know? And He healed me, and it's just a miracle to all my children who are, some of them are starting to come to the Lord now because they knew how bad my physical condition was. It was very horrible. So that's all I wanted to tell you. I'm sorry, I was pretty nervous, but you know, the Lord did heal me, and I'm very thankful, and I'm really glad to be here with all the brethren here, and they prayed for me today. And I hope that testimony helped somebody, and I'm sure Amen. I left a lot of things out because I was so nervous. But if you go to the website, my healing's on the testimonies under healings and testimonies. Well, praise the Lord. I'll give it back to David.
Well, Greg, why don't you pray for anybody out there that might be in the same situation, you know, sick, Maybe a little double-minded, you know.
Yeah, I was double-minded. I had to go for it twice.
Pray for
Thank
him.
You, Lord.
Y'all agree with you. Any of you out there that may be going through this, and accept this prayer for you right now, okay? And agree with Greg.
Okay. Amen, Lord. We just pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that if there's anybody out there that that the Lord's spanking them, Lord, right now with a sickness, and we ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to help them come to you, Lord, and just throw down their medicine, Lord, and stand on your word, Lord, because God's word is true. He cannot fail us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to give them faith to be healed, Lord, and make it a testimony so they can brag on you, Lord, in your word, and that your word is true, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We agree for that. Praise God. I know the Lord is touching some of you. Well, Father, we thank you. Thank you for reaching out there and touching the brethren and healing and delivering from bondage. You know, the devil likes to threaten us. He's not even subtle, is he? Hitting Greg at the same place in Walmart with the same symptoms, right? Yeah. That's not even subtle, is it? The devil ain't really very smart, is he? But thank God Greg called his bluff the second time and stood firm on the Word of God. And God always comes through for that. But Bob's got something. Brother Bob Accardi.
Yes, good evening. God bless you, saints. It's so wonderful to be here tonight. We've had some really great fellowship with some friends that have come to visit us from out of town. And we'd just like to encourage you also that that we don't have room for everybody all at one time. It's a great time in fellowship when we get to visit with the folks that are on the other end of. I know y'all are interested to see what is behind the curtain over here with Unleavened Bread Ministries, but at the same time, it's a joy for us to meet you folks and also to fellowship with you. I just wanted to make mention of how very important the testimonies are and how they impact people's lives. I don't even know for sure if Greg even knows much about this, but some time ago I might have shared it with you, but if you've heard before about it, I beg of you to just forgive me for the benefit of those that maybe perhaps haven't heard this testimony. But in my particular case, I had a similar situation that was like Greg, and I had learned through the Word of God to trust God and walking by faith in deliverance from medications. I think what the Lord showed me was that the curse indeed is sent by Him when we look at and read Deuteronomy chapter 28 that I give you on this day, both a blessing and a cursing. And it is dependent upon how we walk with the Lord, whether we follow in His Word, or if we rebel and walk in the ways of the world. And so those curses are very, very real that Greg was talking about. And the Lord showed me that, you know, we can look at so many different things in terms of the curses of the world that are out there. But one of the things, it doesn't matter what that particular sin is that you're dealing with in disobedience before the Lord. The Lord is sovereign, and He's in control of the curse. Whether we come to the knowledge of that or understand it or not, I'm sure a lot of you folks have come to realize it, haven't read Sovereign God. But all you need to do is walk through the hospitals or even at the malls and see the curses that are on the people, and also see it in their eyes and the pain and suffering. But I would tell you that for myself, I came to realize that just as, you know, what Greg was suffering with and struggling with there was a sin of alcoholism, it doesn't matter what the sin is. The Lord has a cursing that more or less goes with it. It doesn't matter if it's a fornication. We know there's, you know, all types of social diseases, but in drunkenness or alcohol consumption, there's what it does to, I mean, it might be a cursing in what it does. It'll destroy families. It destroy, you know, the next thing that might happen would be that somebody is unable to keep a job. The next thing that might happen would be that that person has failing health. The next thing that might happen is that the family is being torn apart. The next thing that might be happen would be, believe it or not, would be a generational curse from the children of the children's children. These are all things that are sent by God that He promises that He'll put upon the people that don't walk in the Word of God, in the commands to keep the law, to keep God's Word. Well, I was fortunate in that the Lord showed that to me, and I was fearful, and I repented of it, and I asked the Lord to help me to walk in that understanding, and to that I was going to believe God, and I was going to make changes that were going to be in my life. Well, those changes came about pretty rapidly because the Lord had a great deal of mercy and grace on me, and things started to fall off of me immediately. I put down the, you know, alcohol that I had in myself, in my life. It wasn't a problem, but at that time I was going through something pretty severe that, you know, I was having my nightcaps at night. There was a lot of things that I was, you know, my adulterous life was one that was in love with the world, was in love with the college football, meeting with the regular drinkers every Friday night and Saturday night, and just hanging out and just having a good time, smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol. And the Lord was good to His promises, and He delivered me from that. And He delivered me from it relatively quickly. But then it was on to other things, and what happened was I had, all through my college years, had all kinds of problems with hypersensitivity to things, of being allergic to all sorts of things. And I also was dealing with migraine headaches and taking beta blockers for that. And also, the thing that I wanted to report to you about mostly tonight is the problem that I had with high blood pressure. Because my blood pressure was one that was runaway. It was one that I'd had times before where how Greg described, my heartbeat and pulse would get so high that they would give me injections with injections after that, and then injections again, and it wouldn't even phase a runaway heart that I had. And diagnosed with that was high blood pressure, and that blood pressure was runaway blood pressure. Well, I had put down the things that what I wanted to do was clean house and put my trust and my reliance upon my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I was willing to follow Him and trust Him because He was, with His grace and mercy, was setting me free from all these things. And He was blessing me in so many ways. He was so merciful and showing me divine things in my life that I'd never seen before, that was just, things were just falling off me in my walk. And at the same time, great faith in terms of what He was doing and with my home and my yard and the other testimonies that you folks have heard of. Well, I had struggled with some of these things and overcame them in time with prayer, the migraine headaches in particular. I would calling up and ask David to agree with me in prayer while being in great pain. And you know, one of the things I came to realize is that when you whip the devil, he's sly and he comes back, but you know, he's like a whipped pup. He knows when he's beat. And I tell you what, if you can rebuke him from the get-go when he comes back and comes around like a roaring lion looking to whereabouts to whom he may devour, he soon understands that he may not devour a child of God if he stands on the promises of the Word of God. And I can just tell you that because I've been down the road with many struggles where he's tried to come back. And you can run him off. But I'll tell you about one struggle that I had that involved the testimony of Greg, because I think Raul and Christina, when they were over here some time back, I shared with them that I had a battle that I lost. And the Lord, He knew my heart, And he knew that I hated that I had fought that battle in the course of the time, and I failed. And what it was is fear came on me. This was a case where I was at my house and sitting in my chair, just taking my family out to dinner, my son and daughter and another friend. And I just got up to get out of my chair, and I fell down on the floor because I was having a stroke. And it had been such a long time since I had been to the doctor or to a hospital or anything that all I really knew to do was just to pray. And when the children came to my side, I said, well, Dad, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? We need to call 911. I said, no, I need you to pray. Just pray for me. So I got myself back into the chair, and I know my children were very, worried and concerned about me and continued to petition me about things. And I told them that I would be fine, that I was going to just sit there and pray for a while and then go on to bed. And following that incident, the next, when I would get up, I was having trouble with my balance and slide my shoulder down along the hallway. And when I got up the next morning, I had called Dave and I'd spoken to him, and I received prayer and agreement for the deliverance of this attack, and started, going to the Bible study, and I'd get over here, and people would ask me how I was doing, and I would confess that I was delivered, and I was still walking sideways. So what I remember, which I thought was kind of funny, David would say, well, why don't you just walk around the circle here for a while? Walk around the circle in here. And here, I mean, these folks are here. They're at the Bible study. And I go, okay, I can do that, So I just walk around the circle, and pretty soon where my walk was going sideways, it was going straight. And just confessing that I'm delivered, I'm delivered. Because Jesus says I'm delivered. And that only happened, I think, two times at the Bible study, and it was just walking out my salvation. And as that was happening, the Lord was putting more and more faith in me. Well, in the midst of having that great faith where I was delivered, I got this thing. I mean, look at that. I mean, I'd won the battle. And I got home, and there was this notification from the VA, which I hadn't been to the VA in eons. But they said if I didn't come in there, then any connection that I had with the VA would be null and void. And so I went, and the place is two blocks from my house. And so I went over to the VA, and I went in there, and they said, well, when was the last time you've been here? And I told them, it was like, maybe 6 or 8 years. They said, that's a surprise that you even got this notice. And so they said, okay, and they made a card up for me. And they said, go sit down and we'll call you in a little bit. So I go in there and they do the routine check. And, of course, as you would expect what the devil would do, these people are looking at my blood pressure. And they're, doing everything but backflips falling over because they're, going, my God, you know what your blood pressure is. You sit down, lay down, lay your head back. Don't move. Be careful, And so they wouldn't let me even walk out of there until they had given me doses of stuff to bring my blood pressure down. So I get out of there and I go back home. And the next thing they're sending me pills in the mail, and I'm taking pills for blood pressure. It was Tenorin, the same thing that Greg was on, a matter of fact. Well, when Raul and Christina were here, I told them that I was fighting that battle, but what I told them was that, let me at least clarify first what happened was I got back on this medication, and I had this foreboding in my heart that I had, this was something that I knew that this can't possibly be. This cannot possibly be that the Lord would break his word like that. And I started to examine it, and I realized that what had overcome me was fear, and that what I was fighting was fear. And so what I did was I spoke with the Lord. I said, Lord, I understand this a little bit because I've been down this road and fought a lot of these battles. And what I need from you is to help me with this. And what I did was I more or less said, Lord, you know I hate this, and I just need your help. But right now, I don't have enough faith in me right now. I need your faith. I need you to bring me to that point of faith so that I can get back online with what it is to walk in agreement with your word. Well, when Raul and Christina were here, I told them about that, and they said, oh, well, Greg had the same problem over in Texas or where we're at. And, boy, he's got a great testimony up on the site. So I, you know, some time went by. I was, you know, taking that medication for a bit. And I went up and I read that testimony that Greg had. And, wow, it just really, it moved me. It inspired me that somebody else was going through the same thing that I had and that had, you know, this thing had tackled them and they had overcome. And so I was thinking about these things, and it was really, really pending on my heart. And one morning I woke up, and I was mindful of this same thing. So I was, asking the Lord, is this the right time? And I was thinking about things in my mind. And then I was kind of asking myself a question. You know, I don't know what it was, but it was a thing about numbers, about blood pressure numbers. And what I came to realize, it was like the Lord spoke to me that morning when I was just studying the Word. He said to me, he said, Bob, what's a number? He said, what is a blood pressure of 100? Or what if it's 200? Or 300, 400, or 500? If your faith is in me and your trust is me in me, what is a number? And that really moved me. It was like I realized, okay, Lord, you've given me faith. I believe you. And so that's where it began, was that I put down that medication. Those side effects that I've had from the problems with high blood pressure, I don't experience those anymore. I don't have any problems with the high blood pressure. And that's how important a testimony is when we share it with our brethren, because we really just don't know how it'll turn around and bless somebody else. So when you people have a deliverance that the Lord has been graceful with you, and he's shown that you can walk and have faith in his word, gosh, it really pleases him to share those kinds of testimonies so that they'll bless others. So I just want to share that to you, that it's great to have my brother Greg here and visit with him, and we can, you know, talk about these things together because we've got some wonderful testimonies in common. So God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Bob. I'm sorry I just left this Greg Dawson guy. I just left out one important part, and that's the second time I went for the healing, and I was thanking the Lord that he healed me. I heard a voice and said, well, if you're healed, how come those pills are still in your pocket? And so I went over to my toilet, and I flushed down the toilet over 300 Xanax, probably about 100 to 150 Cozar, and probably about 200 to 300 to Norman. Because, see, I've been storing up those pills for the tribulation. And I just wanted to share that testimony that the Lord, with an audible voice, actually said to me, if you're really healed, because, see, the first time when I got scared and I flunked the faith, the test that the Lord had given me, I'd taken my pills. But the second time when I was into the trial of my faith, the Lord asked me, well, if you're really healed, how come you still got them pills in your pocket? See, I had those pills in my pocket just in case God didn't heal me. But I knew that the real test of the faith was taking all them pills and flushing them all down the toilet and just cutting off the limb and trusting God. And I flushed them all down the toilet and thanked the Lord. And it was a real test of my faith, flushed all them pills down the toilet. But I knew the Lord wanted to test my faith like that because he wanted to heal me. He wanted to do a miracle for my whole family. And his word's true. And so I just wanted to point that out about, you know, he actually wanted me to flush those pills down the toilet because I really wasn't trusting in God if I was healed, if I was still walking around with those pills in my pocket. I mean, God knew my heart. Well, God bless you. Thank you very much.